as you look back from the 1980s to now, has local news changed for the better?
Well, I would say yes, no question about it. We are better at doing what we do in the sense of thanks to the internet, thanks to the changing digital nature of information. We have a much easier way of getting the good solid background in the stories we have to cover so that we can then jump off from there and do our original reporting. You've got to be careful with what you see on the internet. You can't believe it all. But it is a good reference point. Whereas I think, gosh, years ago, I think of the hours I spent in the public library and just researching, getting background information on an issue or on a topic, to where now, in a few clicks, in an hour, you can get that kind of backgrounding, find out what others have reported on it, get a good idea of the context of a story so that you can move in with some authority and some, I guess, information that will help you ask the right questions and get to the story you're trying to cover. I remember when I was growing up in I was a news junkie, and I remember a quote that a guy named Reuven Frank from NBC News used to say about his correspondents. He would say that my correspondents are outsiders on behalf of other outsiders. And I like that because we can't know as much as the people we're covering about the story that's important to them. We don't have that context, but we can bring our own eyes and our own mind and our own heart to their world to bring a fresh perspective and a fresh look at it. Then I think it's an advantage sometimes that we can be those outsiders telling a story that's important to other people who are on the outside looking in.
I've noticed, and I always say now, that I think part of what makes journalism more exciting now and storytelling more exciting than now is that it really has become almost for the people. I think of stories that I've done where it's almost you feel like an aggregator of everyone else's output, where it's a big story and you're talking about someone's Twitter photo or a viewer video that they took, and you're crafting that into a story. And to me, as much as, I'd love to be the only person with a camera and the only person who has, the voice and the declarative voice on a story, I kind of enjoy that it really almost seems communal in a way that I don't know if it felt like that certainly when I was watching the news growing up.
And maybe years ago, somebody would have called you with a tip. Somebody would have called you with, "Oh, you won't believe what I just saw at this gas station or at the post office or downtown." But now they can send you a photo. They can send you a clip of video. They can post it themselves. And it is just one added tool to what we do. It's very valuable.
Do you feel like storytelling and that aspect of journalism has improved? The actual writing and the actual crafting of a story?
Good storytelling will always be good storytelling. It will never change. You look back at Charles Kuralt's work, for example. He's an example that a lot of us look to, that we all try to think of. There's one of the best storytellers in this medium. So good storytelling will always be good storytelling, and we can only try to follow those kinds of examples.